Savages, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. First off, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Trust me, people, you're going to love it. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Empire. I'm your host, Mike Trainer. Good to be back, everybody. And this episode is dedicated to starting pitcher, free agent, NL Cy Young Award winner, Trevor Bauer. Yes, the Trevor Bauer. I said it on Twitter, and I'm saying it now. I am going to pitch the New York Yankees to Trevor Bauer. All right. I'm not sure if the Yankees have been in contact. I have no insider knowledge. I don't believe anybody has. I haven't seen any. But it needs to be done. He ranked us in his top five fan bases. And I feel like since I can't do Photoshop or any of that other creative stuff online like everybody else can, I do have a podcast. I can get my voice out there. I will get this show to Trevor Bauer and his agent, Rachel Luba. Okay? I will tag them in this. I hope they listen. I need you guys to listen. You don't even need to tell anybody that you listened. Just listen. I don't care. I'm not doing this for clout. I'm not doing this to build the show. This is the first time I'm doing this. I am here to pitch the team to you. Now, first and foremost, this is the biggest stage. We all know that. Everybody knows that. Whether you're a player that has played here, whether you're a player that currently plays here, whether you're a player who's played against us here, you know that there is no stage like the Bronx. All right? Now, you already know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to elaborate more because I'm going to sell us, the fans. Okay? That's number one on the list, the fans. And you know from playing against us here when you were at Cleveland that we are the most passionate fan base in the world in any sport. Okay? We can cheer you guys on, or if you're not playing the par, we will let you know it. We hold our players and teams accountable. And sometimes that's a big turning point for players, whether they can handle it or not. I believe you can handle it. I believe you call attention to it. You put yourself out there, which means you don't hide and you're able to hold yourself accountable. The fans will do that as well. But if you can handle the pressure, and I believe you can, I think you're starving for it. I think you crave it. I think it's a drug. And New York Yankees can be your fix, so to speak. The biggest stage in the world, where not just the fans here, but the fans everywhere. Every city you go, there are Yankee fans. Every country you go, there are probably Yankee fans there. Your hat, your face will be instantly recognizable to everybody. All right? You think you're famous now because of your online presence, your channels, your videos, your vlogs, your everything? Wait till you put a Yankee hat on and see how far that takes you. Your brand will become better and bigger. And think of all the financial opportunities you'll get just off of that. Just off of being a Yankee. It's crazy. Aaron Judge does Pepsi commercials. You think he drinks Pepsi? Most likely not. Just an example. Things like that. Commercials. You already have a personality that I think any advertiser would love to have them pitch a product. Get it? Pitch? Fan base, biggest stage, marketing brand. Have I sold you yet? This will also be a big boost to your agent. Now, she has you. She has Puig. I assume she has other players. I don't know who she has. But think about if she can land somebody who is not in with the big boys of the baseball sports agencies. Okay? And she literally has you. And I'm sure you were courted by the biggest and the best guys, the Scott Borises of the world, and to tell you, oh, I can do this for you, and I can do that for you, and I can do more than she can. Who is this woman? She has no connections to any teams like I do. And you stuck with her. And she's going to come through for you. And she will get you a contract with the Yankees that will be respectable into what you want and what you deserve. And that's all it takes. And now she has landed her biggest client with a great contract and a great winning situation in New York with the Yankees. And now players will see that and say, well, what the hell do I need this guy for? Where this woman here has a relationship with her players on a friendly basis, because you can see by her being in all your videos and she's online, she engages with the fans. Imagine that, engages with the fans and talks to everybody. And she's in your videos and you guys hang out. And I love that. And you don't see that from agents. Now, I get it. You can't do that for everybody. But you can show effort. And she goes well beyond. Think about what you being on the Yankees would do to your friend. And how much better her business would become, and how bigger it would become, and players would be flocking to her from throughout the league and possibly other sports, which I'm sure she would love to get into. I doubt she just wants to be a baseball agent. And maybe she does. I don't know. But I'm saying the opportunities could be there. You will get out there more. Her face will be more known. Like I said, she's there with you all the way. And just by you signing with the Yankees is a big boost to her brand and her agency. Whether she lives in California, whether you live in California in the off season or not. You crave pressure. You have a winner's mentality. You want to be the best. We have a guy who's exactly like that. You may know him. His name is Garrett Cole, your former teammate in college. Now, there were rumors and reports that you guys don't get along. You have said repeatedly that you have no problem with Cole, and you can play alongside him. I think I haven't heard Cole say anything otherwise or for or against you. I don't know what your relationship really is. I don't care. We had Jeter, we had A-Rod, well reportedly did not like each other. It was the worst kept secret in New York. But they played together on the field, and they won together. And as the great Michael Kay always says, winning is the greatest deodorant. Whether or not you have personal problems, it doesn't matter. You two can push each other to be better. Competition never hurt anybody. I would love to see you two battling each year for Cy Young's, MVPs, World Series MVPs, whatever. If it makes you better, if it makes him better, it makes all of us better. And you may find out that you guys are more alike than you even realized. So I don't know. To me, it seems like a no-brainer. Now, there's a picture of you holding these caps. And you got all those different teams on your arms. The Angels. You got a Yankee hat in your hand. Phillies. Mets. Garbage. You're wearing your Reds hat. I get it. But I see where your eyes are looking. Your eyes are looking at the interlocking NYs of the Yankees. Which to me is subtle, but yet not too subtle way of saying, this is where I want to go. This is where my heart belongs. This is where I want to play. On the biggest stage, with the best fans. The greatest franchise in the history of sports. This is the logo of sports. The most recognized logo in all of sports. It will be wonders for my brand. I will win. My agent will get more clients. She will be more famous because of this. In less time. It's wins all around. Okay? I see you looking at it. Now, I don't know what Sonny Gray has told you about his time in New York. When he got here, we thought it was a great trade. It didn't work out for him, and I don't believe it was because he couldn't handle it. I believe it was because Rothschild, who's no longer here, by the way, he's in San Diego, which is one of those teams that you wanted to go to. So I'm just saying, if you're thinking about San Diego, consider that. Okay, because he's out there now, and we couldn't wait to get rid of this guy. You know Matt Blake from Cleveland, so you know what he can do. All right? So there shouldn't be a problem with you coming here and working with Blake. You know him already. All right? But Rothschild ruined Sonny Gray. And then what happens? Sonny Gray goes to Cincinnati, and all of a sudden, he's really good again, like he was in Oakland. So why was he bad in New York? Nope. A lot of it has to do with Rothschild. So, who's no longer here anymore. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Okay? He's in San Diego now, and that's one of the teams I hear you're looking at, maybe. I was in your video. But, I'm just throwing that out there. We know that Larry was not a very good pitching coach. And for years, we were all screaming to get rid of him before they finally did. So I'm just saying. Just saying. So if you came here, you wouldn't have to deal with that. Okay? And hell, I'd take Sonny Gray back with Matt Blake right now. I think he can get him to his full potential. But who knows if that's even an option. I don't know what the Reds are looking to do. That's neither here nor there. I'm sticking to you. We're talking about you. Okay, so media brand is probably your second greatest love next to pitching. We all know that's going to be your career after you're done playing ball. So you're already well ahead started on that. And that's great. And like we've said before, the New York Yankees logo can only help. Not that you need much help, but it's recognizable everywhere. And hell, even the hate you'll receive from other jealous fans means people are watching your videos. So, and you can always troll them anyway, because we all know you're good at that. Now, the number one thing here is the payroll. Now, you're hearing all these rumors about the Yankees this year, and they're being cheap. They were hit the hardest, from COVID from last year with no fans. And they lost more money than everybody else because, unlike other teams, the Steinbrenners' only business really is the Yankees, or their main business. Not like other owners in baseball who are their teams or their pet projects. The Yankees are the biggest business for the Steinbrenners. And how will have you believe that they are poor and that they don't want to go over 175 this year? That's the number, 175. Well, I'm looking at the payroll right now as it sits. At this hour, on this day, the time is 8:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 15th, 2020. At this moment, the payroll currently sits at $166,185,714. We'll just say $166 million for argument's sake. Okay. Now they want to get to 175. They don't want to spend more than 175, and this is after they've done their arbitration already. Okay. Now, the tax threshold is at 210. Okay. So they are, well, they're, you know, they want to get to 175. Okay. Which is impossible to stay under 175 unless they don't sign anybody. And that includes DJ. Okay. So I know this is the Trevor hour. And just bear with me, Trevor, because it's all going to tie together, okay? Now, we'll stick to DJ here, because this will directly imply how the payroll numbers that they want is impossible to keep. So overspending is a must. They have to do it. There's no way they can avoid doing it without not signing anybody and going as they are right now, which is criminal if that's the case. So Yankees, I hope you're listening to this too, because I'm going to tag you in this video, in this podcast as well, all right? Because I want you to pay attention here. Not that I'm saying anything you don't know, but maybe the fans don't know this, all right? So it's 166 million, okay? And that's the total payroll, and that's with the $5 million left of Ellsbury's contract that everybody seems to think that we've paid off. No, there's $5 million left. The last $5 million puts it at 166, if you believe that shit. Should be 161, but it's at 166. Anyway. All right. DJ wants 25 a year. Yankees don't want to pay him more than, I believe, roughly 16, something like that around there, I'm seeing. Now, if it was me, I would go 4 years, $20 million. As I said in earlier episodes, he wants that fifth year. So maybe if you can get them to take a discount on the fifth year, so instead of $100 million, maybe you go $90 million over five. All right? Which is roughly around $22 million a year, give or take. I'm okay with that. But if you add $22 million this year, or if you add 20, we'll say that 20 of my original proposal, because that $16, $17 million they're looking to offer him isn't going to fly. There's no way he's going to take it. So let's say for argument's sake, $20 million. If we can get him to 20, great. Okay, well then that puts us at 186, which is over to 175 that they didn't want to go over. Right? Why is that a magical number when the threshold is 210? And I know it resets, but you didn't pass the threshold anyway. So now you're at 186. All right. And now we get to Trevor Bauer, because I believe that DJ and Trevor are really the only two free agents we need to really get us going. And I'll get into the rotation after I make my point here. All right. So now we're at 186. Okay. And let's say we get Trevor for 7-8 years or whatever. Probably wants a 7-year deal at least. Well, I'll throw out a magical number just for argument's sake. 32 a year. All right, and I feel like that's roughly around what he's looking to get, or what the market will dictate that he will get. I'm sure he wants more, but as all players do. But like I said, for argument's sake, just for my example purposes only, we'll say $32 million a year. Okay, so the 32 on top of the 186 equals 218. You're $8 million over the threshold, just on that alone. Just those two players alone puts you over by $8 million. Now, granted, you can make trades to lessen that. Let's say, for instance, they move Ottavino, who makes $9 million a year. Now, I know you will likely, especially in this COVID era of everybody crying poor, that you will probably most likely not get a team to take all $9 million, which would be great. It would put us $1 million under. But let's say a team takes half of that. So 4.5, let's say we'll round it to 4 just to keep it even, to make the math easier. So then that's $4 million. So then it takes us down to 214, which only puts us $4 million over the threshold. Are you telling me that just being simply $4 million, or if he did nothing and it was $8 million over, is going to break the bank in terms of the percentage that you have to pay to the league for the luxury tax? Are you really going to cry poverty about that? You used to do it regularly. You used to smash the threshold. And all I'm asking for is two players. Or if you really want to play hardball with DJ and it doesn't work out, then you're saving the $20 million right there. You go get a cheaper player, or you find another gem in a trade, because Cashman loves doing that. I'd rather have DJ. I'm saying that first and foremost right here. But then you can sign Bauer, and maybe you don't go over the threshold. Maybe you can bring in a couple other guys. There are options. But simply not spending is not an option. That's not going to happen. Because you cannot go into this this season with a rotation of Gerrit Cole, and then what? Seve won't be back until June, most likely. He won't be full strength because they'll be building him up the whole year. Maybe in the playoffs, he's ready to go full steam. But that's a lot, and you're counting on a lot. And the whole season, he's going to be on innings limit and pitch counts. And he may be a 4-5-inning pitcher. 80 pitches a game. Just to build him up. You can't really count on that. This is a build-up year for him to get back. Until the following year when he's ready to go. Herman, who we all know with his troubled history. He's getting lit up in the Dominican League. Now, granted, he has a pitch in the year, so I'm cutting him a break here. But you're counting on a lot from him. We don't know what he's going to bring us. Is he going to bring us 2 years ago numbers where he was contending for a Cy Young at one point? Devi. You're asking Devi Garcia to pitch a full season in the majors. Where there's going to be more video on him now. Can he handle it? How many wins can he get you? Can he be consistently good? Montgomery, same thing. Can he be consistently good? Clark Schmidt, is he ready to step up? Michael King, is he ready to step up? A lot of question marks after Cole. A lot of question marks. That's not a World Series winning rotation. Now, if you add Trevor Bauer to this rotation, Gerrit Cole, Trevor Bauer, whatever you can get from Severino, Devi Garcia, Clark Schmidt, Michael King, Jordan Montgomery, you know what? I will take whatever we can get out of the kids. You don't have to have five aces. You can build with the kids, with these two guys. Because they're reliable, they don't get hurt, they take the ball every 5 days, and the kids can learn from them. That's worth the money right there, folks. You want to build the kids up? They got to learn from two of the best pitchers in the league. Seems like a no-brainer to me. I don't know what Trevor's looking for in terms of years and a contract number. I figure 32 is a number I saw recently. That's right around the price I think would be pretty good. I can see the Yankees justifying it. Now, they're going to cry poverty and everything else. But they're not. And you're going to have to spend. Because the window of this team, and Trevor, you can be a big part in helping this reopen. All right? Because the window is closing. In the last 3 years, we've taken steps back in the postseason. Injuries have always been a big part of it. Yes, we know that. Okay? And this team can win. I believe that. They're dangerous. They're a good team. And they're ready and they're hungry. I don't know what moves are yet to be made. I don't know if there's moves to shed payroll, to make things easier for them. I'm interested to see, but I'm saying everything based off what we are right now at this moment in this day, it can be done. So everybody who's out there saying, oh, the Yankees won't do this, they won't do that, they have to spend more than $175. They're $9 million under it right now. They're not getting DJ for $9 million a year when he made $12 last year. He's getting a pay raise, and if we want him back, it's going to be at least 20. And I know they're $25 million apart somewhere, and I don't know if that means eventually he's going to walk and they'll take their money and they'll go somewhere else. There's other options out there, but we need this guy. He's our MVP. But if you're spending for DJ, you can spend for Bauer, and you won't be much over the cap. the tax penalty for an $8 million hit over will not be that bad. And there's moves you can make to lessen that. So I just don't understand. To me, it's a no-brainer. Now, this is for Cashman and Hal, or whoever's going to listen to this show, because when I tag the team in it, I hope somebody listens to it. And I hope somebody passes this up the line and it gets heard by everybody who's important, all the way up to Hal. Don't do it because the fans want it, and we do want it. All right? You shouldn't dictate how to run a team on what the fans want. It's important, yes. But fans are emotional. It's not always great business sense to listen. But in this case, it makes good business sense. Okay? Money is going to be spent. I'm giving you a player who you can spend money on who will help you make money back. All right? Because just in marketing, brand, merchandise alone, and what he brings, attention, because everybody knows social media attention equals money. The money he brings in alone will pay for his contract. You won't be paying much over the luxury tax. It's smart business. A wise man once said, you have to spend money to make money. Well, here you go. I know the overwhelming feeling is because we lost money, we need to be cheap this year because we don't know what's going to happen. Well, the vaccine's out, finally. I don't know if baseball's going to start late because you want to maximize the opportunity to get fans in, and you're going to need months for people to get it. And then baseball has to determine whether it's going to be a full season, which the players want. And if it's not, then you might start late because you want to give yourself enough time to get enough fans to be able to come to the games. I get it. But like the great James Earl Jones said in Field of Dreams, people will come. Whether it's now or later, when you open those gates, people will come. Yankee fans will come. They'll be back. We didn't go anywhere. We're begging for you to let us in. When the world gets normal again, we're all coming back. The money will be there. You will get your money back, and then some, because we know it's a business. You will figure out a way to make profit. We know this. Spend the money wisely. It has to be spent. I don't know what the numbers want with Trevor. That's what negotiations are for. Excuse me. That's what the negotiations are for. But you guarantee yourself nothing if you don't at least talk to him and his agent. Find out what he wants. See if it works. I believe you can make it work. Now, Trevor has every right as a player to demand the greatest contract in the world. They all want to make the most money. I get it. I get it. Now, if he wants like a $50 million contract a year, well, then obviously that's ridiculous. And no. Sorry, Trevor, I'm just saying, you know it. But if you can get him for market value, maybe a little bit more. He earned it. He did win the Cy Young in a shortened season. Somebody had to, but he did. That still counts. And you have to pay him a little bit more? Do so. But you'll never know until you guys talk. I don't know if there's contract negotiations going on. I don't know if Cashman has reached out. There was a rumor that they had dinner together. I don't know if that's true. I saw it in one source, and I don't know if that's trusted or not. Maybe Trevor can let me know when he hears this. I hope he hears this, or his agent, and I can report, hey, you know what? If you need me to be the vocal part for you for the Yankees and you want to get your message through to the fan bases, maybe secretly, you can let me know and I will say everything you need to say, and I'll do it discreetly. I'll say sources say and all that other jive, and I'll get that out there, believe me, on Twitter, on my show, whatever we need to do. Hell, I'd love to have you on the show. You or your agent. I'd love to have anybody from the Yankees on this show just to be able to talk about this. I know you can't talk specifics and contracts and things like that, but I would love to know if the Yankees are even interested. Everybody assumes that they're not because they don't want to go over 175, but they have to go over 175 regardless. So what does it matter? What does it matter? I need the people to understand that. They're going over their fictitious number that they set for themselves. They're going over it. And then, you know, the moves that have to be made next year in terms of who gets signed or not. You know what? We'll get there when we get there. But that's it. And that's all I'm saying. Trevor, it would be great to have you on this team. I think you would love playing here. I think you would be paid well. I think your marketing brand would triple to quadruple overnight. Your agent, Rachel Luba, will have her brand triple or quadruple overnight. Her client list will get bigger. Opportunities, marketing, the lifestyle, the championship pedigree of the franchise, the fans. You want to walk with the gods? You want to be immortal? This is where you win. If I haven't sold you already on being a Yankee, I don't know what will. And I speak for many in the fan base who would love to have you here. I think everybody in the fan base would love to have you here. A lot of people don't want to get their hopes up because we've been conditioned to think that the Yankees want to be poor this season. And that they don't want to spend money on anything. And maybe they're just rope-a-doping us, and maybe you guys are already talking, I hope so, and maybe this is all for naught. But on this day, in this hour, this needed to be recorded, this episode needed to come out. I have no other Yankee news today, everybody. This is my direct plea, my direct pitch to free agent, starting pitcher, Cy Young Award winner, Trevor Bauer. I hope he hears it. I'm glad you guys are hearing it. Follow me at Savage Empire Pod on Twitter. Follow, subscribe, leave a comment. Share it with your friends. Share it with your Yankee fans. People need to hear this, and then people can relay this to the Yankees, to Trevor Bauer, that we must get this done. He can help us win. Everything is a win here. There is no losses. There's no L's to take. It's all a win. I see no downside to this. Let's get it happen. Let's go. Let's get it done. And let's move on to number 28. Trevor, I hope you are a part of it. We'll talk soon, hopefully. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for listening, Trevor. Thanks for listening, Rachel Luba. Thanks for listening, Brian Cashman, because I know you hear everything. That's it for now. I'll talk to you guys later. And as always, go Yankees.